I better rip my pants. So, hi everybody. Jeez. Let me get myself together. I've been like having allergy issues. So, hi everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be a poll for the YouTube channel. So, thank you so much for tuning in. I did another reading and I was going to put it on YouTube, but then I ended up doing it as a daily poll. So, I'm going to actually do this one as a reading. So, thank you guys for tuning in. I miss you all so much. Thank you to all my clients who have been booking and super consistent and working with me. Even though I've been, like, moving and coming back to... let's say coming back to America. Coming back to the East Coast. Either being on the West Coast. I'll probably make a podcast episode about it. So, definitely follow my podcast, Lyrics Mind. It's available on major platforms, and it's also in 32 countries, so I'm super excited about that. I've been able to also book tarot readings for international clients, so that's such a big deal. And yeah, like, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm going to kind of get into it. I finally found my trusty box that I hold all my tarot cards in, and I was able to find my old tarot cards. I'm gonna use my angel deck today just to get like an archangel message. And you know, the archangels are like the people who supervise angels, is the best way to describe it. So you have multiple archangels that assist you in different realms. So we're gonna go ahead and start with the archangel message. You wanna just ask that everyone is open and receptive to the reading, and that we ensure that we start on good energy, okay? And I also want to clear any and all, you know, interferences that could be between me or you watching like any kind of tarot videos. We wanna erase all of that, remove anything so it's not in the way of the reading. And go from there. So let's see. Every time I start a reading, I'm like, I gotta take a deep breath. So we ask the angels to surround us at this time. Give us a card for today. I usually just let the cards jump. Like, whatever comes out, comes out. And then going from there, I don't like how, and my cards jump. Like, you know how some people like making their cards jump? That's a thing. No, these cards will be flying out, and it's like an energy thing. Good karma, good energy. Let's see. Very quiet. Angels are very quiet today. I haven't used this deck in about a year, so I feel a lot of disapproval. What y'all do? What did y'all do? Okay, let me shuffle this again. Somebody's trying to play it as an angel. Somebody's trying to play it as an angel and play it as an archangel voice. So it's like, you see how those cards, I said I'm gonna let the cards jump. Then the cards jump. Like, some people are trying to be that energy. Like, if you, somebody say, I need a prayer, somebody, or an angel, or a blessing, someone's trying to be that blessing. And it don't work like that. So, okay, here we go. Aww. All is well. Archangel Jeremiah, everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. Take a screenshot of it. I love this deck. This is my favorite deck because it's so direct and it just starts things off like giving you that direct kind of guidance from the jump. So let's see. Oh. And crystal clear intentions. That's what the issue is, because I almost didn't flip this around. If you rewind it, you could see it got a little stuck on my fingers. Someone does not have crystal clear intentions, but this is ushering in new energy of people who have crystal clear intentions. And the people who are being questioned about their intentions are coming out of a cycle of wrapping up being grouped with individuals who don't have crystal clear intentions. And I was going to mention Archangel Michael, who is the divine masculine of the archangels. He's like the head of all the archangels. And it says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. So Archangel Michael is definitely coming in to clear any kind of like, why I hear clout? That's not what I was going to say. Yeah, like any kind of like false like things or things that are not true or things along the lines of that. So let's just get into the reading. Let's see what the archangels, since they are heavy in the reading today. I'm gonna take a break and get some soda because my voice feels like I need to hydrate. Let me open this dang old bottle. I've been having the hardest time opening bottles. Oh my god, this is so hard. This little bottle. These motherfuckers be on tight. And I be having the hardest time. I don't know if that's something significant, you know? And I don't know why. Like, every time it'd be like apple juice, it'd be like just the regular stuff, and I'll be having the hardest time to open it. So let's see what the angels have in store for us today. These cards just flew out. So we have the King of Swords and the Five of Cups. Oh my god, they are coming for somebody. This is very direct. Whew, these are very direct energy. Very okay, so this is the individual who is like who's trying to be this divine person, and they are not. Their intentions are not clear. They don't have the training. They don't have the tenacity. They don't have the discipline to do what was necessary to be in the divine energy that they have seen people in. And then we have the reverse of who their energy is like, who the true energetic person is. So, this King of Swords, let's talk about the good person, okay? Let's talk about the good guy. Good guys win. Good people really do overcome things. I feel like I got some, I feel like I hair on me. So, like, there's, like, people, and that hair is karmic, if you guys haven't noticed. So, someone could be karmically trying to do stuff, so just be aware of that. So, there is, and it was my hair. It wasn't nobody else's hair. It was mine. Sorry. So, let me get to explaining these goddamn cards. Okay, the King of Swords is someone who is super truthful. The King of Swords is an energy that doesn't have to be masculine. It's kind of picking up on feminine energy. Like, it could be a friendship, or it's coming off as friendship to me. But it comes in and it's the feminine, divine, masculine energy. Like, the feminine's masculinity. Yeah, the feminine's masculinity. I was like, anything else? So, it's very truthful. It's very blunt. It's very straightforward. It's very honest, right? And it does it, and it's not just like, just saying it because you gotta say it. It's one of those things where these individuals have this also this insight with this falcon, or I think it's a falcon. This bird. With this bird right here as their guidance, and the butterflies in the back. And look, I got two butterflies on my necklace. And they're spiritual. So I also wanna talk about how scary butterflies can be. And how they're also in the moth family as well. Like, they're like cousins or something like that. And, you know, people do not like moths. So, you know, they're just pretty versions of those, right? So, I don't think people realize the viciousness. Like, what's the life of a fucking butterfly? I'm about to sneeze. What's the life of a butterfly. Like, nobody knows what the life of a butterfly is. These motherfuckers gotta go through a cocoon for all this time. They gotta be a caterpillar. So they're a whole different element first, right? They're a whole different thing. They gotta be a caterpillar. They gotta stay in the cocoon. And then they gotta struggle and fight their way out of a fucking barricade as like a coffin, right? So they go through this process of kind of life and death, but it's accepted in a way. Like, if you think about it, like, a caterpillar could be like dying in that goddamn cocoon, and we learn in class like, oh, it's just a transformative period. But I could be like, teachers low-key saying how alchemically, like, magic is like right there, right? So these butterflies go through these transformative periods, and it kind of has you thinking like, a butterfly is going through this, what are humans going through, what are dogs going through, what are cats going through, that kind of thing. It's just a symbolic kind of message, right? So somebody who's had this butterfly transformative period, they've gotten to their cocoon, they've like fought their way out of that bitch, and they have these wings that signify so much about who they are as a person, like their badge of honor, right? So, as someone who's definitely learned how to rank themselves up intuitively, spiritually, intellectually, all those things, and it could be one of those people who they're facing a reflection of them, right? And it's a reflection of what is not them. You know, like, that Jordan Peele movie where they have the clones. I never seen it, but it's kind of giving me vibes like that, where you see like these reflections of people, and it's like a crazier version of them, like someone who has like watched this King of Swords kind of energy and tried to mimic and try to pull on things that they can only do within their scope of things, and it's like all the worst qualities exaggerated. Like, you know how we have our weaknesses and our strengths? It's like these people have taken the weaknesses, and it's kind of disgusting. I don't want to like get into it because I don't like how to describe it, but it's like, I'm gonna get disgusted just talking about it. So the feeling of this King of Swords is having to, it's like you're having to kill a part of the ego, right? And you know, people say you can't, you know, you don't want to go through ego death, because we have this sword stuck in the ground with this crown. And it's as if you think of the sword in the ground as Mother Earth and like staking that crown, it's as if you've learned to say, at this point, my emotions, my feminine nature, it stops. And a stake is point is planted. There's no more. And when I get to this level, it's strictly my masculine energy. It's strictly how I'm working outside. It's strictly how I can practice the art of destruction, the art of war, the art of preservation. And it's one of those things where the King of Swords is super cutthroat with it, but he doesn't. It's like he tops whatever the Queen of Swords says. So it's like a ranking at this time, but it's your internal ranking out of everything, right? So it says, well, I know, I've seen, it's like if you were a boss and you've seen like all this stuff, and you're like, I worked all this thing, this is all I have here, you submit it, and your boss takes it to the client, right? And after the client, they go over you, and they write the review, and they make any changes as necessary. But you have laid the foundation. Your feminine energy has laid the foundation. And your masculine energy comes in and uses that to rank and step up, right? So it is the next step that this other individual has not even fathom. Like, this person has not even come to the awareness of what it takes. And I don't want to talk about their energy at all, because it just feels so disgusting. I actually want to put these cards back and do reshuffle, because I think that them even coming up as like of cologne to you is like the most offensive thing to me. Like, I don't like it. And so I'm gonna put these cards back and I'm gonna see if they come out again and I'll read it. But I feel like you know what this energy is and you know like how they're coming across. But I don't want to do the whole, sometimes I'll go back and forth. I'm like, it's this and it's that. And I'll try to work through the energy to get an explanation of it. But I feel like just that in itself explains it all, right? So it's not really anything that I should go into depth about. But we're going to see what else comes up. And let's see how it's transforming. Maybe that was the Archangel's message to kind of make sure you knew that you were always seen as separate from this people. Like, it's like your presence comes in and it completely and entirely justifies all of the things you've done. And it stands and supports your thought process. And your diligence, your strategy, you know? So, let's see. Oh, my God. So we have the Hangman and the Ten of Cups. That's beautiful. So the Hangman came out for a reading up for my client just the other day, and I was talking to them about the fact that it is an enlightenment period when you're in the Hangman energy. So maybe this is the other flip side of what I'm seeing is that people see the King of Swords as this person who's sitting and who's having this like introspective like moment. They've anchored in the feminine energy, but it's like the energetic vibration of the Hangman right now, right? So it's the same kind of vibe, but it is I don't need to explain this. Like, I want you guys to look at this card and kind of compare and contrast. Let me see if I can find that card again. Because I just want you guys to understand how I'm seeing it. And it's not like, it's like, it's just no need to explain it. Like, if I see these two, I can definitely understand what you're talking about. Like, take a second, screenshot it, and then, like, just look at how these cards are expecting each other. I'm going to show y'all what the Queen of Swords looks like, too. Damn. I shuffled this motherfucker in this deck. Good. And it was flipped. So that motherfucker, he said he was not finished. Is this the King of Swords and the Queen of Swords? This is the first time I've seen this where they are explaining their energy as the Hangman. Like, as an air sign, I definitely understand sometimes you have to have this, like, it only makes sense when I'm kind of hanging from, you know, anywhere. Like, it looks chaotic on the outside, but on the inside, it's such an introspective moment because my mind is clear and I'm able to think at a different realm, right? So, there's so much in this three cards that I could go for probably 40 minutes to explain this. And I'm trying to simplify it in the best way possible. Because we have these two individuals and they still show up each time in each card. The element, right? It's the knowledge, the patience, the strength, and the enlightenment, right? And if you see the same sword is being used, so this is how I'm seeing this card, right? And then this comes in and says, okay, this is how it's being seen. So it's not like one is ranking the other, but it's just showing just how the levels of it is. And you see that they kind of do have that same background in a way. But obviously the settings has changed. And it's so much. I hope y'all understand how I'm trying to explain this because it's so, I think it's so sweet. Like, it's coming off as very balanced and very, like, aware. Even the Falcon, it's like a story. Like, the feminine energy gets the energy, transmits it to the King of Swords, that Falcon follows them, and then they both alchemicalize as the Hangman energy. And in the original Rider-Waite The original Rider-Waite deck, this feminine person is not here. So this is showing like the masculine energy being able to showcase how he's staying just as enlightened in this Hangman energy, right? So it's like someone probably being there in spirit and then finally transforming into someone in physical form, right? So everything is able to tangibly be seen. And this could be you all's communication process. Like, it's like, hey, I did this, and she has a butterfly on her sword. So it's showing just how resilient these butterflies are, right? And they both have that. I don't think there's any, there's leaves, so it's nature, but there's so much into this, so much that I can kind of go into depth about. And there's so many things that's probably catching your attention that your subconscious is taking in and dissecting. And I'm just going to look at these for a second so I can get a better explanation of things. Because they're all the same, right? Like, they're all the same. They're coming off as the same. And I don't, it's like, I don't need to explain it, but I want to explain it. Like, I want to get into detail about it. And we see that the Queen of Swords has a different crown on than that one in the King of Swords. So it could, you see that they're similar crowns, but it's not, it's, oh, okay, this is what it's, okay, this makes sense. So this is, what is coming across now is that the Queen of Swords has this blunt, she's like the bitch, they say she's a bitch of the tarot, right? Like, she has the bluntness, she doesn't care who she offends, she's like, I say what I said, get over it, or fucking do something about it, right? And it's very on guard, it's very, I don't care, I don't have no repercussions, I can get everything off my chest because I have the mental capacity to do so, right? And then it could be individuals who are trying to mimic that energy to challenge the Queen of Swords and to get her to be this warlike individual, right? So you go and you see that it's like the King of Swords says, no, that's never going to happen. You're never going to have to change this. Maybe it's like someone's like, raw, intuitive, like beast out of themselves, right? And it's not that it's not honored, but it's so detached from human form. Like, you know that movie where that guy has like all these personalities and then at the end he like turns into this beast? It's like that kind of thing. Like, that is how the feminine nature can be. Like, they say like female like tigers and stuff will kill for their cubs, stuff like that. Like, that kind of energy. Where this has been so much probably push on the divine feminine person. And the divine masculine is aware of that. And his presence is already preventing the desired outburst or the desired like reaction that people are trying to get out of them, right? So it creates a bit of a balance, and it's allowing like the back and forth to be like explained and transmuted in a way. Because he comes in and he's like, okay, you could be a bitch, but at the end of the day, you're a bitchy because I'm in this Hangman energy, and people may not know I'm in this Hangman energy, and you're being this water bearer to me. So anything that they're saying is kind of not true, and it reflects them trying to undermine things because it's, you're only having that super protectiveness because you know how important it is for the divine masculine to have this alignment. Because it has to be like one of those things where you have to like, be in a sticky situation. And for protection, and also for the the plan to unravel. Like, maybe the divine masculine has created the plan, and now it's the moment of executing it. And it's like, if I need it to be executed in the way that I desire, this is what has to happen. And it's not that the feminine is pushing back on it, it's that the outside, this is very outward, the outside world is really trying to get information from the divine feminine because it can't get it from the divine masculine. And then the divine masculine is saying, well, no, you're never going to get that because I've already put a cap on that. Like, that's never going to happen, right? And it's not going to happen because the person, the divine feminine, is very catering and nurturing to the divine masculine, which is what he would need at this time since he is so suspended in air. So it's not even coming off as like a power couple. It's not coming off as that kind of vibe, because I know that's something that's super important. It's coming off as one of those things where it is balanced. Like, it's just a way, it's not even the way things are. It's a very strategic, out-of-the-box strategy. But I think it's just one of those things where maybe it's not the assumption of things. It's just that it's finally being crystal clear, like we talked about earlier. It's finally, the angels are coming in and saying, okay, the feminine could be experiencing that push, but all is well. It's not anything she can't handle, right? Because she is the Queen of Swords. So she says, like, bitch, like, okay, if I gotta smack a bitch, I'm not moving from this hangman energy, right? Because it's so important. Like, it's so important to trust and be suspended and wait for the universe to kind of respond back to you. And I think that's most important, because the universe has the best plan in store, right? So they say it's the only part of you, well, only part of you, and I'm saying you as a group of a divine masculine, divine feminine, like you all, you. It's like you all have this awareness that it's just you guys knowing this, right? But the universe comes in and it says, oh, I've been co-creating with you, and although you may feel like this is how you're coming off, right? Their clothes are different, they're more humble, they're probably more comfortable, that's a garage, they're probably more enlightened, they probably have that softness to them, and this is how they're being perceived rather than how they are perceiving themselves, right? So she may be coming off as a bitch, but to the universe it's like, you're actually catering. He may be coming off as very, very, like, not attached to his intuition, but he's very intuitive. Maybe the way he's receiving messages is different. Maybe that's kind of thing, right? And it comes in and it promises the Ten of Cups, which is you are doing a good thing. You are bringing in this rooted family foundation, because what is the hangman and the feminine energy protecting? The family dynamic. The emotional awareness. So it's layers to this, right? So it's super, super layered, and it's super protected, and it's super sensitive. And it comes in and it shows that this is what's being protected and also what's being promised. And I think that it's super nice, because it's like, people want to take it there, and people want to try to kind of unload shit to get people to react. But it's like, if the whole family reacts, if the whole, like, if you're 100% of you is ready, already TTG kind of vibes, it's like, these people are already set in place, and they already have already decided what they're going to do and how they're going to play a part in everything, right? And it's like, this is the next step to ensure that everyone's protected at the same time. It's like a prioritization. It's not that these people won't be able to fully get this steam off of them, but it's like, this is what's happening as everything is developing. And the universe is like there saying, I've been perceiving you as well, and I've been creating, like, not the underdog kind of story, but it's like the person, the observer. The observer is coming in and saying, I've been observing and I've been taking notes. And this is a very powerful individual. And they're very secretive. They don't even have any cards out and they're showing up in the reader, right? And I don't know who you're talking about. I mean, they come in and they show that they have been keeping tabs. And maybe someone could have a fear of, like, I don't know if everyone's kind of watching what's going on, but this is what I, like, you can discuss it, you can talk about it, but you don't know if it'll be transmitted in the way that you desire it to be. And the observer is coming in and saying, nope, I got that. And based on history, based on everything, we are coming out with the Ten of Cups. It's very, like, the art of war has been coming up again. And not just, like, I know people talk about, there's a statue in Richmond, Virginia, and it says Rumors of War. It's my favorite museum. It's like they built it and put it right there in the front. And it's one of those vibes, but it's like a spiritual war. Like this war with the shift of the wind, right? That kind of thing. Because there's people who probably, whose souls have been in war in past lives, and they've ranked up, thinking that they ranked up on the positive side, but they've ranked up on the losing side. So they're like, okay, I overcame this and that from a perspective. It's very Lord of the Rings vibe, if y'all guess what the vibe I'm getting. If you guys haven't seen it, I think I'm going to watch that because I haven't seen it in so long. It's very Lord of the Rings vibe. So it's like these people have come and they're like challenging and no one's the underdog. Everybody is like sharp, like boom, perfected all their energy from masculine to extreme to masculine feminine, and it is fascinating to me. It's very fascinating to me because I don't think people realize just how amazing this is, because it is there is no bystander, there is no picket fence that which you get to stand on, there is no side that you can't take. You pick a side and you sharpen and sharpen and sharpen and sharpen. And every little thing, it's like everyone getting at their peak of their game. And it's like, some people only win challenges because someone had like a pebble in their shoe or they had a setback. So what if you remove all of that? Interesting, you play the game different. You play the game different. It's fascinating to me. It's like watching like an extreme sport. Whew, it is so, it's like adrenaline. Like imagine like people just like being so dedicated and like in their game, like at 100%, and then being able to showcase it. It's like getting ready for like a competition. I used to cheer and you be getting ready for the competition, and when you do the competition, you be like, I got this shit. So it's that kind of vibe. It's so satisfying. It's so satisfying. Okay, see if there's anything else. I don't think there's anything else. I think that this is all that we have for the reading today. Around 32 minutes. I think that that was good enough. I'm going to come and try to, whatchamacallit. I need to do a podcast episode. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I need to do. I don't need to do anything, I guess. Alright guys, I hope you all have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you all's support as always. If you want to book a reading, definitely DM me on Twitter. I know some of my old clients have my old phone number. I just want to let you know I don't have that phone number anymore. So just DM me on Instagram. Because I've changed my number in the past year and I haven't touched base with some of you guys. So DM me on Instagram and we get that set up. I do have WhatsApp as well, so you can download that and it'll already get, you can select the reading and then text me about it. That way I don't have to worry about deleting messages for storage and stuff like that. So feel free to just let me know how everything goes. I'm excited for you guys. I'm like super excited. I think this is a beautiful, very like passionate, an inspirational reading, and it's only explaining everything. So you definitely are on the right track. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great day. Bye. Hey guys, so Anchor has introduced this new segment, which is video podcasts.
So I have this recorded video that I was going to post on YouTube that I've gotten to upload up here. So definitely let me know how it works, and I hope it is enjoyable for you. It is a tarot reading, so I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.